Guys, it's me, Mike Ta, talking from the train station, and it's raining outside. So I've never really come across anything that's like racist to me in my life, but I remember this one time someone said it to me and I didn't think much of it. So we were just standing in a line, just making small talk, just in like a coffee shop, and then the person in the line just like smiled at me and said, "Yeah, your English is very good for a Vietnamese student." I laughed and said, "Thank you," but because like that's what you do, right? I never really think much of it. But then it kept happening after different places, different people, same sentence. She just said a little differently. "Wow, your English is so good. You don't even sound Vietnamese. Where did you learn to speak like that?" Yeah, those are the kind of thing that people say to me. At first, it's just like I don't really think much of it. It's just harmless. I thought it's also they're being nice to me. Like when people were noticing me and appreciate it, but after a while I started hearing not what they were saying but what they meant, because every time someone sounded surprised, it made me wonder what they expected. I learned English like everybody else in school with my friends through years of living in Canada. It's just like my life. But when they say your English is very good for Vietnamese, there's always a pause. A small pace when I realized they didn't expect me to sound like this. And suddenly I'm not just a student. I'm not just like a person in a conversation anymore. I'm something to be measured, compared, placed into a category I didn't choose. And no matter how I speak, I'm still like for a Vietnamese kind of thing. It's a strange feeling to be complimented and reduced at the same time, because I don't need my voice to be impressive. I don't need it to be unexpected. I just need it to be heard. Yeah, so my name is Mike Ta. I'm from Vietnam. I live here in Canada, and yeah, this is just my voice. It's how I speak. Next time you hear it, listen to what's underneath.